You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Friday the 26th of July. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Friday's podcast. Slightly longer this one today. Next week, our podcast reboot with six selected weeks from our past year. Do tune in, as it will be great fun to revisit this teaching. And our aim in this week's podcast, the final one of the term, has been to help us reflect on our relationship with Jesus. Remember, look to him, be with him, learn from him, trust him. And today we finish our week by reflecting on what it means as his disciples to follow him. First chapter of Mark's Gospel, we hear Jesus telling his not quite yet followers, chapter 1 verse 15, that's familiar words, the time has come, the kingdom of God is here, repent, turn back to God, and believe, have faith in the good news. He then goes on to make this life-changing invitation, verse 17, come follow me, he said, and I will send you out to fish for people. You see, Jesus doesn't just call them to follow him. He says this extraordinary thing that he's going to make them fishers of people. Their faith, their story, their very lives will become so attractive and inspiring that others will be drawn to them and through them to Jesus. And Jesus will begin his world-changing movement of forgiveness and love. And this is the story, my story and Trisha's story. Friends inviting us to follow Jesus as we just got closer to them and were so found their attractive faith so wonderful. And so we follow Jesus and call others to follow Jesus. That's the plan. So how do we do this? Well, here's three simple truths to reflect on this Friday. First, ordinary people can be disciples. If you're part of the STC family, you'll have heard this many times, but it's worth repeating. A disciple is an apprentice of Jesus, and an apprentice puts teaching into practice. They make things real. We see what Jesus did, we hear what Jesus said, and we go and do and say the same as he did. This is biblical discipleship. Unfortunately, the wider church over the many decades has primarily, through poor teaching and example set by its leaders, it's set such a low bar on what it means to follow Jesus. Kind of like being in church for an hour on a Sunday, singing a few hymns and feeling at peace is enough. Well, it's not. The primary call for all who receive Jesus is to follow him and be his apprentice, to learn his ways, put them into practice, and so change the world. That's what brings you real peace and real joy. And it's not for an elite few or for a priestly caste, but for ordinary people like me and you. Secondly, ordinary people can then grow as disciples. You don't just stay where you are. Not much to say here except just keep going with the GROW project. Feedback's been great in the first two terms as our communities have begun to engage with this material. And we are starting to go deeper with Jesus. You can sense that. It was launched in January, GROW, and it had a slow beginning, as expected. Questions like, not another course? Why are we doing this? And we know these things already. But I think the breakthrough came for many when Johnny Cassidy, and I don't want to embarrass him here, encouraged us publicly not to overanalyze or critique this material, but simply ask, what is Jesus saying to me? What am I going to do about it? And very importantly, who is going to hold me accountable for this? You see, we can grow as disciples. So get ready for the third term in September. Finally, ordinary people not only can be and grow as disciples, but can make disciples. D.L. Moody, the great American evangelist, once said, if this world is going to be reached with the gospel, I'm convinced it must be done by men and women of average talent. I love that. Most of us are of average talent, myself included. I'm definitely of average talent. Over the years, church leaders, I think, have expected so little from their people, from men and women and children, all of average talent. Our expectations as leaders has often been that our people just come on Sunday to a service and give money to keep the church going, but not much more. And this has eventually left so many followers of Jesus unmotivated and disillusioned, and so the church has declined. But not so with Jesus. When you look at his model, he expected a lot from his ordinary disciples with moderate talent. His apprentices, he expected them to preach the gospel, cast out evil, heal the sick, serve the poor, love the lost, and proclaim the kingdom. In fact, he expected them to do what he did and, John 12:11, even greater things. You see, Jesus had a high bar of expectation for his very ordinary disciples, and so should we. And as a church leader, I am constantly reminded that I must not expect less of Jesus' people than he did. That's you, my dear friends, because Jesus believes we can do this. And as I look around our church family and as a team, we see and hear the people's stories. It's so obvious that ordinary people with supposedly ordinary talent at STC are becoming champion disciple makers. And yes, it takes time to get going. I've said it many times before, you can't microwave discipleship. It's a slow cook on a low heat. And I'm absolutely delighted that STC is full of ordinary people, because ordinary people make great disciple makers. Our theme at the summer gatherings this year is Open Table, Godly Hospitality, one of the great foundations of being a disciple, hospitality. So why not invite a friend or a colleague along to one of the summer gatherings, keep connection with them, invite them back for a barbecue or some food or whatever. Do you know what? It could be the beginning of their discipleship walk with Jesus, because that's what happened to me and Tricia. Exactly that model. Come to church, then come back for some food. And as I look around our nation, it's struggling. It's challenged. It's very challenging at the moment. Great divisions. Many people do seem to be struggling. And it seems that there's often little hope for the future. It also seems that the Church of Jesus has no real answers. Well, not so. Jesus has all the answers. We just need to pray them out of heaven, put them into practice as his disciples. A final quote. Favorite American pastor, introduced to me by my daughter Becca, thank you for this, John Mark Comer, as seen on our Grow project. He says this: if you want to experience the life of Jesus, you have to adopt the lifestyle of Jesus. Do what he did, say what he said. I love that. That's what disciples do. That's our vision at STC. Start small, an invitation here, a meal there, and see what happens. Well done, everyone. You're a great church. Have a fantastic summer. Here's a prayer for the day. Lord Jesus, thank you for calling me to follow you. I commit myself again today to this wonderful calling. Show me how by my words and my actions, my community and my life, I can offer your invitation to others to follow you also. Bless my day, Lord, in your service. Amen.
Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your voice, you have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so
the goodness of God.